The interview. Hello, everybody. This is Autoville Radio. We are interviewing today Karin. It's her name. She's doing plugging in Autoville, and she will explain exactly what she's doing. Hi, Karin.
Hello, Stefano.
So, tell us what's your working now in the town. What are you doing? What means blogging and so on?
Okay, blogging, it's a new name made of a Sweden name, which means collecting waste on the road. So, I'm just new in Auroville because it's been a year that I'm here, 6 months that I'm newcomer, and I love walking on the roads. I love nature, and I love the red soil of Auroville. So I start to walk with my stick. You know, I have a walking stick. And sometimes I was seeing some bottles and stuck with on the bushes, and so I used my sticks. It was easy to pick it up, but then where to put them? So then I decided I'm a fashion designer, so I stitched a backpack. Out of 20 liters of construction bags, you know, plastic bags. So I have it on my bag, on my back, and it's easy. And I walk along with my sticks and my bags, and it's so easy now. And I enjoy it. I do that every day. So this morning I walk different. Roads every morning, and it's really, I really like that.
So you're doing this just in Auroville?
I don't just do it in Auroville, because right now we made a group called Deep Adaptation Waste Solutions, and we are working on the beaches of Auroville also.
So you are in contact with the beach cleanup group and so
on? Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So every other Tuesday we have a meeting, and we are, yeah, trying to find solutions for that and for the beach, and for Auroville also.
Okay, and so it's possible to participate to this meetings for everyone, right?
Well, it's right now it's a Well, it's been a few weeks, but I'm quite sure that in few weeks we will be able to add more. You know, we have the problem of the COVID.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, but we would love to have more people doing it and join the groups and finding other solutions. It's not just collecting the waste. It's what should we do with it then, you know? It's just from my work until now, I grab them, I collect them, and then I put it in bins, you know. I segregate them and then I put it in bins of communities.
Oh, you segregate by yourself?
I segregate it, yeah. But then what to do? Well, EcoService will do his job, you know, and but we could do even, a bigger step. What should we do? And there is a Livia. She's working in the beach cleanup, and they work with Jorge.
Yeah.
Jorge. They work for, you know, finding some product made of out of collecting waste.
Because you want to recycle it, mostly.
Yeah, mostly.
Is possible for a lot of garbage or just for something?
No. We are working on, you know, trying to make like mouse pads or, you know, it can be much more. Mm-hmm. You know, we can build. Jorge has great ideas, and that's why we would love to have more people to bring their ideas of things. It can be building cars, or you know, it can be so many things, houses, and we can do much, much more than what we think now, you know.
It was very surprising me to hear that you collect a lot of waste here in Oroville, because Oroville usually is more or less is clean.
Ah, yes.
It's not true.
But as you say, more or less. But sometimes, you know, I live in Luminosity, and I pass by Kalpana, and I go to Mahalakshmi Park. And in this park, it's amazing. Once I have 20 liters, and it can be until 40 liters on my bag. And I just did this path until the Mahalakshmi Park, and my bag was full.
Oh.
Full of bottles. Once I found more than 20 bottles of glass bottles, you know, alcohol bottles there. So, and if you go on the, you know, on the forest of Oroville, it's plenty, plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is incredible, this lack of educational to respect the environment. And so, okay, next step should be to educate everyone to respect.
We are working on that also with Ribou. Do you know Ribou?
Yeah.
He's working on educational.
Waste management. A manager.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
And what he's doing?
Is trying to make some workshop on school.
Oh.
And many many other things, but I'm too new.
Yeah, I understand.
I can't talk too much because I'm afraid to say something wrong. So, but Ribou, I know he's the right person for that, and we can do better, even better. But for me, walking in Oroville is really nice, and I really enjoy it. Even if I do some plugging, I really enjoy it, and it's like I do my part. My part. I don't know my. How do you say that in English? I do my
part.
My part. Yeah. For being in a better world, cleaner at least.
Oh yeah, sure. Okay, I think this is all I can ask you. Do you want to add something more to invite people to?
Yes. I don't know. Maybe we can. I'm in Luminosity. I don't know how. My name is Karine, and I don't know if they can have my phone or somewhere on the radio, on the site, or if they
want
to.
We can add it somewhere, but yeah.
That's okay. And if they want to have a bag to collect, just bring me a construction bag out of plastic, and I transform it into a backpack.
Oh,
so
that's great.
You come to Luminosity. I have a studio workshop, and I made it for you.
Okay.
And let's clean Oroville.
Yeah, sure.
It's beautiful, Oroville, but it can be so much better.
Okay, thanks to Karin. And I invite you all to keep, of course, Oroville clean.
Yeah.
And in the podcast, you can find her. At least we can put your email address.
That's
so
perfect.
If someone wants to connect with you, they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks, Karin.
You're really welcome, Stefano, and see you soon.
See you soon.
Bye, guys.